Classic Business. Offshore investment.
Well, it's time for our offshore investment feature, and joining me now is Amanda Smit from Henley & Partners to unpack Portugal as an investment destination. Good evening, Amanda, and thank you very much for joining us this evening. Why Portugal?
Well, Portugal at the moment, good evening, first of all. Portugal has got a variety of reasons why it's becoming a very popular investment destination in Africa. First of all, Portugal has become much easier for people to invest, and that is thanks to reforms in competition law, the labor market, and the tax system, all put in place to further drive an economic recovery in Portugal. The country is also currently in a very desirable position of having world-class infrastructure, a highly qualified young workforce, and it also obviously provides a very safe environment and a high standard of investment and asset protection. Furthermore, Portugal's legal system is also based on non-discrimination with regard to the national origin of investment, and foreigners are permitted to invest in all economic sectors open to private enterprise. Lastly, but not least, investing in the Portuguese real estate market also allows individuals to leverage on its growing economy that accommodates foreign investors. Specifically through the residency by investment programs, individuals are able to transcend the constraints imposed on them by their country of origin, and then, of course, access business, financial, career, and lifestyle opportunities on a global scale.
So if I just look at it very, very broadly, Amanda, I mean, there's two real programs here. And just take us, let's just look at those in isolation. There's a startup visa program, and that was launched on the 15th of March. Just take us through what that means. And then a little bit later on, maybe what we'll do is we'll look at the Golden Residence visa program then as well.
Yes, of course. There obviously are quite substantial differences between the two, but let's look at the startup visa system first. The startup visa program was launched by Portugal with the aim to attract intellectual capital. It's open to all nationalities, including South Africans, of course, and all successful applicants will have the right to live and work in Portugal with no capital investment. The visa is also part of the country's concerted efforts, of course, to develop and grow their intellectual capital and knowledge-based economy. So the startup visa is tailored specifically for entrepreneurs and does not impose a minimum capital requirement whatsoever. The entrepreneurs will have the same rights as Portuguese citizens in terms of access to non-refundable EU grants and incentives.
Right. So if you become eligible for something like this is something that you apply for, but like you would apply for, say, for instance, Australian citizenship, and you would then get a visa. For how long would that visa be granted to you? In your family?
So the visa, if you take up the startup visa and you apply for that, it will of course be applicable and valid for as long as you operate your business in Portugal.
Right, so they're really looking for somebody, an entrepreneur coming to start a business in that environment, somebody that'll come and do something, and they obviously could grade that. I mean, they might say we need industrial skill, but we might not need medical skill, for instance.
That's correct. So at the moment, when an applicant applies, the government will, of course, assess and, you know, work through the paperwork and approve it under the program. And, you know, they do look at business activities which include, but are not limited to, specifically the information technology sector, but also manufacturing of goods and innovation of knowledge services. So it's not a specific sector. They are very much keen on technology. But of course, they are open to consider other businesses.
The second visa that you spoke about is what is called the Golden Residence Visa Program. Maybe just take us through that briefly.
Yes, of course. So there is the Portuguese Golden Residency Permit Program, which is, of course, a very popular program and has been going around for a number of years. South Africans specifically have also recognized the benefits of investing in Portugal through this program. So the main difference is, and if we just focus on the Golden Residency Permit, that is based on a capital investment in Portugal. There's a number of ways that people can invest, but the most popular route that most people prefer is through the real estate. So whereby they invest in a property in Portugal. Essentially, it's a 6-year residency permit program with an absolute minimum stay requirement in Portugal. However, after a period of 6 years, people then become eligible to apply for citizenship. So if you compare it with a startup visa, the main differences are that the startup visa is based on an entrepreneur moving his business to Portugal, permanently living and working in Portugal, but it does not require a capital investment, whereas the golden residency permit is through investment that you acquire residency, but you don't physically have to live in Portugal.
Right, and what is I mean, just for the layman out there, what does property cost in Portugal? I suppose it's quite wide. I mean, it depends where you're buying property. Is that correct? I mean, what is cheap property cost and what is expensive property cost? Have you got a ballpark figure?
There definitely is, but like you say, I mean, it's quite a big country, and there are, of course, rural areas. There are the cities of Lisbon. There's the older areas. So, and it really depends. I mean, the property market, first of all, is really booming at this stage in property, and we can go into that a little bit later. But you can expect to buy a very decent property in the region of between 250,000 on a basic property, right up to, you know, €1 million villa. So it really depends on what the client and the investor is looking for. However, it is important to note that should a person be interested in applying through the Golden Residency Permit Program, the property price has to be to the minimum value of €500,000.
Right. Amanda, I mean, this is quite nice of the Portuguese. I mean, they are, in essence, trying to attract, you know, obviously skill, you know, into the country. Why be this nice to investors? I mean, are they really looking for capital?
If people are looking through the investment program whereby they invest capital, of course they are diversifying their assets offshore in real estate. They can expect a rental yield in foreign currency, but at the same time, they acquire a residency permit that allows them, first of all, to travel visa-free in the Schengen area. So it gives them mobility and, you know, travel freedom. Secondly, it provides them with a safe alternative residency, a place where they don't have to live, but should they wish to, they can. And then on the other hand, it does lead, after 6 years, to citizenship. Portugal is part of the European Union, so if we look at the bigger picture, it then allows the people to be European Union nationals, and of course it opens 28 European countries that they can live, work and study in.
Right, yes, because then you're obviously part of the, you know, the European Union. Are there other European countries that are going through something similar to what Portugal is going through, or is this probably cream of the crop, you know, if you're looking at living somewhere else, especially in Europe?
There are many programs currently offered in the European Union specifically. If we look at Malta, for instance, Malta offers two programs, a residence visa program, very similar to Portugal. However, it remains a residency permit. And then one can also acquire citizenship through Malta. Now, Malta, being in the Caribbean and being part of the European Union, it offers investors the opportunity to, once they obtain their passport, the right of establishment in the European Union. Cyprus offers similar programs. And of course, there are many opportunities, you know, across the globe, but the ones I've mentioned are those that require minimum stay. So people don't have to leave South Africa, for instance.
You know, I mean, when you speak to a lot of South Africans and they're looking at immigrating, they're always talking about Australia. It's always about Australia and always about people going to Australia. But here's a viable alternative. I mean, if you just think about the differences, why would somebody pick Portugal or Malta for that matter over and above a place like Australia, for instance? Why do that?
I think there are various reasons. I think, first of all, you know, there's a lot of us and a lot of South Africans who are very much drawn to the European lifestyle. The fact that it's not, in many cases, a far flight, you know, back home to South Africa. And also there are so many different countries and opportunities to explore. I think Australia for some might feel closer to home in terms of the environment and the weather. But there are many, many global opportunities for people in Europe.
And Amanda, I mean, what does the take up look like? You know, for South Africans. I mean, is there real interest in this kind of thing?
There very much is. Yes, there are a lot of interest, and there are a lot of South Africans who have already applied, who are currently in the process of applying. Definitely.
Amanda,
and like I said, yeah. Sorry, I didn't want to interrupt you, but
people are really
doing it as an investment opportunity, almost as a policy for securing alternative options and to increase their global mobility.
I suppose that's the one thing that South Africans go through that have, you know, that obviously have a skill set, maybe they've got capital that's maybe onshore and also offshore. It's, you know, to build viable alternatives, you know, trying to continue to stay involved in South Africa, but ensuring that you're internationalizing a portion of your life outside of South Africa. I suppose that's the market that is really of interest here. What about the South African Portuguese community? Would they be interested in something like this?
Meaning for Portugal offering something similar in South Africa?
No. What I'm saying is for Portuguese-speaking individuals in South Africa, I suppose the migration back into Portugal would just be a lot easier because they already speak the language. They potentially also already are passport holders, and even if they're not, it's just a lot easier for them to, you know, to integrate in a country like that.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And we do see that quite often as well. Absolutely, yes.
Well, listen, that was Amanda Smith, and she's from Henley and Partners. In our offshore investment feature, if you're considering Portugal or you are looking at potentially looking at various visa situations and operations, maybe consider Portugal the next time around you look around. This is Classic Business.